Om Shanti, and greetings to you all. Welcome to this program with Atam Prakash Pai, in which he will get us connected to the seed. So connection to the seed which creates unity. So that's very much in line with our topic for the season. The power of togetherness through the connection with the seed. So we welcome all those online as well. Warm welcome to them. The many, I'm sure, will be online for this class. And just to give you a little introduction to Atam Bhai, he has been in Gyan for 50 years, and he has been surrendered in Madhuban for 45 years, and he initially was making the bhojan for 5 years, and very interestingly, this was a time when there was no toni mate because there wasn't sufficient funds in the yagya, and after 5 years, the funding became available for toni, so you really are very fortunate souls because not only do you get toni every day. So this is great good fortune. And so Atam Bhai then became the head of the toni department in Pandabhavan and ultimately head of the toni department for all three campuses. I can share a little bit to Atam Bhai. Welcome to you, a warm, warm, warm welcome. The first little bit I'd like to share about Atam Bhai, his claim to fame is Tapasya and Toli. And when I first came to Madhuban, I asked, who can I speak to about Tapasya? And of course I was directed to Atam Prakash Bhai. And it was late one evening, and I said, how do you meditate? He said, enjoy it. And that was the turning point. So he has many beautiful stories to share. He is a gold medalist in chemistry, a very educated person. And one time he questioned why he was in the toni department and then realized, actually, through toni, he is serving the world. So, yeah. Welcome again, and Om Shanti, enjoy.
Om Shanti. Our topic is Yoga with One Baba Creates Unity. Yoga subject is a main subject. Our spiritual race is in yoga subject. In fact, yogi souls are most fortunate souls in this world. Why? They are most fortunate soul in this world because they are not just being in front of God's eyes, but they become the light of God's eyes. This is a highest fortune in this world. yogi souls claim full inheritance from Baba. Baba is giving us so many blessings in this confluence age. But most elevated blessing is the blessing of yoga. Yogi souls would be the topper of this university. Scholars of this university. Champions of this university. That is why we must receive this blessing of yoga from Baba in this confluence age. And if you really would like to maintain very good stage of yoga, you must work sincerely on 5 aspects. First aspect. For maintaining very good state of yoga, we must develop soul conscious stage. Baba used to say in Murli, "Oh my sweet children, consider yourself as a soul and then remember me." Until we will not experience soul conscious stage, we may not able to remember Baba. That is why we must develop soul conscious stage. And for developing soul conscious stage, we must follow special method for that. Which is that method? For experiencing soul conscious stage, use the eye of soul, eye of wisdom, eye of knowledge, divine eye of a soul. Sit in solitude and focus the eye of intellect in the center of your forehead. I am this tiny and shining point of divine light. Visualize clearly and be in that stage as long as you can. I am point of divine light, but what type of the light am I? I am peaceful light, the rays of peace are spreading all around me and experiencing depth of peace. Experience original 7 qualities of a soul. Then automatically the aura of a soul will be larger and larger. In this practice, there are two factors. First factor is percentage of visualization must increase gradually and gradually. Suppose I am a beginner, I can visualize the true consciousness, soul consciousness, with 10% consciousness. It means at that time I may have 90% body consciousness. Now, increase the percentage of visualization gradually and gradually, because our aim is to experience full soul conscious stage. Not only soul conscious stage, but full soul conscious stage means 100% consciousness of a soul and 0% body consciousness. And second factor is, we must increase the time of being in that stage. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 10 minutes, 50 minutes, like this. We must keep on increasing the time of being in that stage. Because that is our true consciousness. That is our real consciousness. Body consciousness is a false consciousness. Baba is emphasizing in every Murli for practicing this soul conscious stage. Why? In every Murli, Baba emphasizing for practicing this soul conscious stage. Because this is the homework of 84 birth. We have deeply rooted samskars of body consciousness of 63 birth. We must remove that. And we must imbibe the samskars of being in soul consciousness stage for 21 birth. It means this is the homework of 84 birth. That is why we need intensive practice of soul conscious stage. Brahma Baba practice this soul conscious stage from the day first till the day last. Because as much the experience of soul consciousness would be easy, natural, and constant, yoga with Baba would be easy, natural, and constant. We must realize this is the first lesson, last lesson, and most important lesson in Brahmin life. Second aspect. For having yoga with Baba, we must maintain very good self-respect. throughout the day. Practice of soul consciousness makes us detached from this body. But after getting detached, we must go towards Paramdham, towards the soul world. And self-respect is helping in that aspect. When we maintain very good self-respect, we experience very high spiritual intoxication. Because of that, our mind and our intellect become very happy and light. Then automatically our mind and intellect goes upwards. Then we can sit in front of Baba easily in soul world, and we can get connection with Baba easily. If we may not have very good experience of self-respect, our mind and intellect can wander in this world only. But Baba has said that perfect remembrance means remember soul world and remember me in soul world. That is a perfect remembrance. In this aspect, self-respect is playing a prominent role. Self means who am I? Respect means how am I? I am a soul, but respect means I am a very special soul, selected by God out of millions and millions souls. We must follow special method for maintaining self-respect. Which is that method? Baba had given us so many points of self-respect in Murli. You are a world transformer soul, you are a world benefactor soul, you are Raj Rishi soul, you are Shiv Shakti, you are a charitable soul. So many titles Baba had given us in a Murli. Hundreds and hundreds. Select any point of self-respect which gives you joy and happiness. It means that is a suitable title for you. Select that self-respect point. And churn deeply on that point. For instance, if you select the point of self-respect, I am a world transformer soul, or I am a world benefactor soul, then churn on that title. If I am a world benefactor soul, what type of the thoughts would be in my mind? Thoughts would be related with the world. What type of the words would be? What type of the actions would be there? What type of the expression on my face would be there? And what type of the behavior in a gathering would be there? like this, churn deeply on that special title. That is one type of throne. World benefactor soul, that is like a throne. I am a world benefactor soul means you already sat down on that throne. The moment you sat down on that throne, your thinking and behavior, everything will change gradually and gradually. And one day you can experience that title as a part of your life. I am a doctor, I am an engineer, I am a philosopher. This is a laukik self-respect. And this is a spiritual self-respect. Because we are very royal souls. In the golden age and silver age, we will sit on the throne of king of king, queen of queen. That's why we must have that royalty also on our face, in our soul. In this confluence age, we must imbibe that sanskars of royalty and nobility. And for that, we must keep on sitting on this throne of self-respect. There may be a position of Maya, but at any cost, I don't want to lose this throne of self-respect. Have such type of the determined thought in your mind. Because of maintaining self-respect, you can experience very high spiritual intoxication. And you can get flight of Paramdham and you can be with Baba very easily and you can have yoga with Baba. Brahma Baba had the self-respect from the day first, I am going to become a Narayan. Now I am this in this old body, but tomorrow I am going to become a Krishna. Baba always having that very high spiritual intoxication. In Brahmin life, this is a very important aspect for spiritual progress. In fact, if you really, really would like to maintain unshakable stage of yoga, what is the secret of that? You must have the hold or grip or command on soul conscious stage and on self-respect. If you would have very good practice or hold on these two aspects, no one can shake you. You can experience unshakable stage of yoga. But we have to maintain very high self-respect, very deep soul conscious stage. Sometimes we are thinking, oh, Baba had given us so nice titles of self-respect. But I don't know. I am worthy for these titles or not? I don't know. We are not ready to accept that elevated title sometimes. Why? Baba is just praising us. Is that true praise? Why we are having such type of the inferiority in our mind? Because in golden age and silver age we were having very high status. But the moment we enter in a copper age, Maya kidnap us and put in a jail for 2500 years. And that is why the inferiority complex is there, deeply rooted in the soul. That is not allowing us to accept the such elevated titles of self-respect. We must not look towards the copper age and silver age. We must keep on looking at always golden age and silver age. We were king of king, queen of king, and we are going to become king of queen. Third aspect. If you really would like to maintain very good stage of yoga, our love must increase for Baba. True heartly love must increase for Baba. We are the children of ocean of father, ocean of love. Our behavior must be loveful for everybody. Our nature must be always loveful. But internal love, inner love, our true heartly love must be only with Baba. As much love for Baba is increasing, that much yoga become very easy. Our love is already scattered. I have love with my mom, I have love with my dad, with car, with flat, with some relatives. I have love for Baba also. But now this is the time of focusing full love towards only Baba. And for that, we must have clear understanding of God's love and human beings' love. Difference in between God's love and human beings' love. There are five realizations. First aspect related with love is only God's love is reliable love, trustworthy love. Human being love is not reliable love. Since copper age, we had a very bad and bitter experiences because of sharing love with human beings. Second realization, only God's love is uncomplicated and unconditional love. Human love have lots of complications and lots of conditions. God's love is uncomplicated and unconditional love, not any condition, not any complication. Baba used to say, I need only true heartly love. I am the contractor of love only. And third aspect, only God's love is everlasting love and unlimited love and greedless love. Human love is limited love. Without greed, no one can love us. In this world, only Baba is the one who loves us without expectation, without greed. He don't expect anything from us, always showering the love on children. And fourth aspect is, only God's love purifies the soul. Human being love makes us impure. Soul is also impure and body is also made by impure five elements. That is why only God's love can purify the soul. And this is the time, confluence age is the time of purifying the soul. Throughout the cycle, only we are getting this chance once in this confluence age. That is why I must get full benefit of this golden chance. And fifth aspect is, only God's love can take us beyond this old world towards the holiest and highest region, soul world. If we share love with human being, our intellect is wandering here in this world, impure world. What I mean to say, if we realize these five things, then we may not be able to share our true heartly love with any physical being or any physical things. We can share our love only with Baba. And next aspect, fourth aspect, for maintaining good connection with Baba, we must keep on experiencing different relationship with Baba throughout the day. Considering ourselves as a point of light and remembering Baba also supreme point of light, sometimes we feel bored. How long I can maintain this? How long I can practice this? And Baba has said that I would like to give my company 24 hours. Use me. Or you can lose me. That's up to you. God is offering His company. That is why we must experience different relationship with Baba. This is a human tendency. He always expect variety, newness in his life. Since morning till night, we must keep Baba busy by experiencing different relationship with Baba. How many relationships we must experience with Baba? How many? Seventh. Sister? How many? Luis? Yes? Seven? We must experience 11, minimum 11 relationship with Baba. 11. Huh? Ocean, yes. First relationship, the moment you open your eyes at Amrit Vela, say good morning to Baba and experience Baba as my father. Experience true fatherly love from Baba through this relationship. Be a baby, be a small child, sit in his lap, play in his lap, and become the most obedient child and experience true fatherly love from Baba. The moment you are going to center, experience Baba as your teacher. I never ever dream that incorporeal God will teach me through His corporeal form. Never ever. And He is teaching me. He is filling the apron of my intellect with invaluable jewels of knowledge. I have proud of Him. When you are living center, sit in Baba's room and experience Baba as your preceptor. Receive power from Baba's drishti and experience Baba's hand of blessing on your head. And throughout the day experience under His canopy. And keep on chanting the mantra which your preceptor had given you, man mana abhava. Then next relationship, Baba is my best friend. Share your feeling of your heart with Baba. Just experience lightness. Be always with Him. Play with Him, walk with Him, talk with Him, eat with Him, sit with Him. Enjoy this relationship. Because we have this relationship with Baba because of the promise of purity. I must maintain this promise firmly. Because at the end, when we would be in serious situation, only our friend can help us. No one can help. No one have that ability to help in that critical situation. That is why I must have very good relationship, a connection as a friend with Baba. Fifth relationship, Baba is my child. Give him his inheritance. Because this child is very honest child. He can take me home and he can send me in golden age also, in my kingdom also. The mothers always expect my child must be like a Krishna. Shiva Baba is the father of Krishna. Beautiful and powerful than Krishna. Next relationship. Sixth relationship. Baba is my mother. If we experience Baba as my mother, then automatically we can overcome the attachment of our physical mother. Always be in his lap, be in her lap, and enjoy motherly love from Baba. Seventh relationship, Baba is my bridegroom. I am his favorite bride. And eighth relationship, Baba is my protector. He is always my backbone. He is always giving me protection. He is always being with me. And next relationship is, Baba is a supreme surgeon. If there is any samskar, old samskar, and you are trying to transform that samskars and not getting success, invoke that supreme surgeon. Do the surgery of this old samskars. I don't want this sickness anymore, illness anymore. I want to be free from this disease. And tenth relationship is, Baba is my guide. In this laukik world, somebody can guide you, but he don't know anything about the future. He may have greed in his mind, some expectation in his mind, but Baba is the knower of past, present, future, and he is not expecting anything from me. That's why I must experience him as a guide. And 11th relationship, Baba is Dharamraj also. He is watching me all the time. If I made any mistake, then he can give me punishment also. This fear is good fear. What I mean to say, throughout the day, we must keep on experiencing different relationship with Baba according to our convenience. We must keep Baba busy. Ask Baba, sit here only and look at me and give me sakas. He is ready to give your company. Enjoy his company. And fifth aspect is, for maintaining yoga with Baba, we must maintain the balance of karma and yoga. Because Baba has said, at Amrut Vela or in evening, you can have very good yoga. You are sitting specially for that yoga. But when you are getting involved in your daily routine life, you keep yoga aside. You forget yoga. Now in this situation at Amrut Vela, I must have firm, determined thought that today I want to maintain balance of karma and yoga anyhow. If you would have that type of the determination, success will be there as a shadow. You definitely will get success. While performing action also, you can easily maintain Baba's remembrance. First, determined thought is necessary for that. Always remember the word blessing. We can receive blessings by maintaining balance only. If we maintain balance, then automatically we can receive blessing from Baba, blessings from seniors. And that is our true income in this confluence age. But if you would like to maintain this balance, keep the burden of your responsibility on Baba's shoulder and experience yourself double light. I am free from the burden of my responsibility. Baba is responsible. And when you experience lightness, automatically you can get flight of Paramdham. When you get flight of Paramdham, you start receiving might from Baba. And as much you would receive might from Baba, your soul can become white, means pure. And you can claim your birthright from Baba. But for that, we must maintain double light stage. Baba has said that, give me the burden of your responsibility. We are giving sometimes to Baba, but sometimes we take that back. Why? We may have some sort of doubt. I don't know, I can get help of Baba or not. I don't know. Baba can help me in this task or not. I don't know. Because of that doubt, we are getting that responsibility back and start experiencing burden. That is why, for maintaining the balance in karma and yoga, we must experience lightness in our Brahmin life. Because Baba has said that you are busy now. You are carrying responsibility of Baba's service, Laukik service. You are very busy. But you will be much more busy in future also. That is why you must have the art of busy and easiness. Business and easiness. And for maintaining good connection with Baba, we must experience the stage of detached observer also. When we maintain detached observer stage, we can experience detached from this old world and we can attach with Baba easily. We can have yoga with Baba easily. We must follow Shiva Baba and Brahma Baba. Shiva Baba is sitting in Paramdham and observing this whole drama as a detached observer. Brahma Baba is in subtle region and he is observing this unlimited drama as a detached observer. In the same way, we must experience detached observer stage. Detached observer of our own part and others' parts also. We can maintain easily connection with Baba then. Now, when we have yoga with Baba, one Baba, then we create unity. This is our topic. Yoga with one Baba creates unity. Regarding this aspect, I would like to share some points. First point. For creating unity, we must develop power of adjustment and power to tolerate. Nowadays, the families are disintegrating, breaking. Why? Because they lack the power to adjust and power to tolerate. If we increase these two powers, we can easily maintain unity. Second point, we must go beyond the body consciousness. Because when we have awareness of body consciousness, vision of body consciousness, then we start comparing. About black and white, tall and short, literate and illiterate, like this. And because of that, we may not able to maintain unity. But when we maintain soul conscious stage work as a bridge in that gap. And we can experience as one. We are all in one. Next point. We must learn to do the dance of sanskar matching. Because we are receiving power from Baba, strength from Baba. And as much we receive power from Baba, strength and Baba, then easily we can able to do the dance of samskar matching. And because of that, unity increase. Next point. We must forgive and forget. We must adopt this aspect of forgive and forget. If someone make mistake, no problem. I must forgive that person and I must forget that mistake also. And I must see qualities in that soul. Because of this, unification increase, unity increase. When we observe weakness or drawback in someone, our love is decreasing for that soul. But if we observe the quality or speciality in that soul, our love is increasing. And because of that, unity also increasing. Next aspect. The whole world is our family. Because Baba is the creator and we are all the progeny of Baba. We are the children of one and same father. This is our whole family. And if we would maintain that type of the attitude, then we can have good wishes and pure feeling for everybody. Because this is my family. We are all brothers and sisters. We belong to one family. One world family. And when we maintain good wishes and pure feelings for every soul, then automatically unity increases. Next point is, we must learn to give respect. If we give respect, we can get respect. Someone may be elder to me. Someone may be younger to me. But I must have respect for that person. That helps for maintaining unity. If you would like to have space in someone's heart, give respect. This is a secret. Because everybody expects respect from everybody. People must give respect to me. But first of all, we must learn how to give respect to others. Then automatically I can receive respect from others. Next point. We must develop team consciousness, team spirit. When we would have team consciousness in our mind, then we can learn to give support to everybody and we can receive support from others also. And because of that, unity easily we can create. Give support and get support. And then next point, Baba Srimat can bring us all together. Because one Baba, one Srimat, and if we follow Srimat of one father, then we can be very positive and there would be unity automatically in our family. Because Baba is a seed of this human tree. If we have connection with human tree, the seed, Baba, then automatically we would be related with all the leaves of the souls of this Kalpa tree. Om Shanti. Now let us have very special meditation. Sit upright. Keep your back straight. Just relax yourself. And if you don't mind, can you clap? Om Shanti. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize deeply and clearly in the center of my forehead. That I am a tiny and shining point of divine light. I am a living star. I am a sparkling star. I am a wonderful star. I am a radiant star. Radiating divine light all around me. Experiencing wonderful aura of divine light surrounding me. I am a pure star. Spreading the light of purity experiencing wonderful crown of purity. I am a peaceful light. Vibrations of peace are spreading from me in this atmosphere. How fortunate am I? I am visualizing and experiencing my true form. That is a point of divine light. I am a most fortunate soul in this world. God Himself is singing the songs of my praise in Murli every day. I am a hero actor in this unlimited drama. With the director of this unlimited drama. I am receiving the direction from the director every day through Murli. I, the soul, point of divine light, is getting detached from this bodily instrument. And sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect, flying upwards, flying beyond this world globe. flying far beyond the sun. The moon. And the stars. At a subtle world. How beautiful is this subtle region? It is a world of snow white. Bright divine light. I, the soul point of light, adopt the dress of an angel. Beautiful dress of divine light. Oh, the emperor of angels, my sweet Brahma Baba. Is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My sweetest Shiv Baba is also present in him. Bab Dada gives me love field drishti. The angel is enjoying Baba's wonderful drishti. I become lost in Baba's arm. Tears of love are visible in Baba's eyes. Oh, my long lost and found now child, I am very happy. I am extremely happy. I found my child after such a long time. my sweet child. Most welcome in this angelic world. He tells me that I can experience any relationship with Him. He tells me that I can experience Him as my Supreme Father. Be a small child in His lap. Play in His lap. Become obedient child of Him and experience true fatherly love. Experience Him as my supreme teacher. I am proud of my teacher. Every day through Murali, He fills the apron of my intellect with invaluable jewels of knowledge. My intellect is becoming divine and far-sighted. I experience Him as my preceptor, supreme preceptor. I receive so many blessings through His drishti. Experience His hand of blessing on my forehead. I experience under His canopy throughout the day. I experience Him as my best friend. I share the feelings of my heart with him and experience lightness and blissfulness in his company. Totally loyal to me. Never leaves me alone. Always being with me in all the situation which I face in my life. How fortunate am I? By experiencing different relationship with God, my heart is overflowing with true godly love. I, the soul, point of light, is living the dress of an angel and sitting again in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying upwards, flying and flying toward the soul world. Oh, I arrive at the soul world. It is a world of infinite golden ray. Divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. This is my true home, my sweet home. My sweet silence home. Incredibly beautiful form of Shiva Baba is in front of me. He is the most beautiful being in this world. With the eye of my intellect, I am visualizing his beautiful form. Baba becomes the light of my eyes. In the world of my heart, there is only my sweetest father. Baba, Baba. I was suffering so badly in the ocean of sorrow, Baba. And he, merciful Father, you lifted me up. You picked me up and put me in your lap. Put me on the throne of your heart. You are so generous, Baba, so loveful, Baba. You are so great, Baba. I love you, Baba. Experience you as my whole world, Baba. Baba is an unlimited source of spiritual energy. He is a son of knowledge. Shower of extremely powerful rays is falling on me from Son of Knowledge, Baba, constantly over me. I am receiving and receiving tremendous power from Baba, Son of Knowledge. And in the fire of yoga, my sins are burning away within no time. I experience lightness and happiness.